This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. As usual, during the first hour, we'll be talking with Suresh Ratan to talk about biogerontology. From homeodynamics to hormesis. Then during the second hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Andrea Cherkis, and we're going to talk about how glycogen depletion may be a universal health-promoting mechanism that is not tapped into. That's kind of a furthering of the discussion that we've had on ketogenic diets and ketosis and so on and so forth. But let's get started right away. We have a problem. Houston, we have a problem. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to play a little music, and stay with me here. Stay with me. Okay. Emergency averted. We have Suresh Ratan on the phone. How you doing, Suresh?
Yeah. I'm fine. Well, good evening from Denmark. Well, this is evening here, 6 o'clock in the evening in Central European time.
Yes, and we are so appreciative of you making time to come on the show, because the discussion that we're going to have today is really something that is at the core of the mission of this radio show. So let's get right to the point here for a second. For my audience, explain, what is gerontology?
Well, gerontology, coming from the Greek origin, means the study of old people or of study of aging. Usually now it's called the geriatrics. When you deal with the problems of old age, that's called geriatrics. But gerontology is the study of the process of aging. So it can be social gerontology, if you study what are the sociological aspects of aging, or psychogerontology, or biogerontology. Biogerontology is the area in which I have been working and training for a long time, and that is to understand the biological basis of aging. Why do we become old in the first place? So that's what the whole subject of gerontology is.
Now, as you point out in one of your pages, papers that was published in Aging and Disease, we look at the process of aging as onset of disease, but aging is not a disease, is it?
Yes. Well, that is the viewpoint we hold here, although there are some other scientists who might like to argue other way. But we think that the aging cannot be considered a disease. Due to two reasons, first of all. Normal sociological or language reason, that when something happens to everybody, we normally do not call it a disease. So if we live long enough, everybody will become old. Everybody will go through the process of aging. So disease is almost always, the way we normally understand, is a relatively a minority issue. It might happen to 10%, 20%, 40% people, but there is no example of any disease which happens to 100% of the cohort or of the population. So
right.
That way, even conceptually, we cannot think about aging as a disease. Yeah? Because when we talk about any disease, Alzheimer, it might be happening to 15% of the people over the age of 85. But 85% of the people who are also old will not have Alzheimer. And that's also very, very important to understand. How could they get away with it? Yeah. So that's one reason. The other is, in theory at least, a disease state leaves the option of attaining a disease-free state. That if I have a problem, a cancer, at some stage I can be cancer-free. But if we consider aging as a disease, what will be the disease-free state? Right at the time of birth again? Or somewhere in between? Or eternal youth at the age of 16? So these things make it problems. The third aspect from aging research is that we say that all the major diseases which eventually kill us happen if we live long enough and we become old. Aging is, one can use the word, maybe the mother of all diseases, but it's not a disease in itself.
Right.
So if one can work on aging, maybe we can prevent or delay the onset of all other diseases. So these are the three basic reasons which give us impetus to work on aging from a point of healthy aging. That yes, we are going to live longer, and we will become older, but we do not have to suffer with one or more of the regular diseases which we all talk about.
So when we look at primitive cultures, we find that the elderly are vital, actively engaged in life. When we come to more developed nations like the United States, the UK, we find that the elderly are feeble. They are usually institutionalized at the last third of their lives because they can't get along on their own. Shouldn't that alone indicate to us, when we apply critical thinking, that something is wrong, we are mismatched in these more advanced countries for what we should be doing with ourselves?
Definitely, I fully agree with you. But one main reason for this celebration or glorification of the old age in so-called primitive culture was the question of numbers. It was very rare that people became actually old. Yeah, that was one thing. So then the rarity itself was creating a lot of admiration and kind of respect. That thing is now disappearing even in the so-called cultures like India or Japan, where the elderly are also facing the same kind of problems which we are facing in the Western world. So one is the question or the issue of numbers, that there are more and more people becoming old, and as a result, we have started projecting them as a burden to the society, which is absolutely a wrong approach. Now, we use the, like, I hate to use the word anti-aging. Now, what does it mean to be anti-aging? Aging is the greatest achievement of human mankind. We experience aging because we have chance to live longer. Until 100 years ago, average lifespan was less than 40 years. This is a great achievement of human biomedical science and our social development, that we experience aging, and we have to now deal with it in a positive way. That, okay, this is a great achievement, but that is where biology takes over, that we will become old, but nature or evolution has not made us to stay healthy and functional forever. So things will go wrong, and that's where we have to do something about it.
So what exactly is biogerontology, then, the area of your research?
Well, biogerontology means understanding the fundamental biological basis of aging. Why does any organism, including human beings, why do we become old? Because nobody is born old. Although we use the word old even for a young child, how old is the baby and he's only 1 month old? It's not old. Everybody knows that.
Right.
So everybody starts life fresh, and then it goes through a long period of growth, maturation, development, and reaches a peak. And there is no immediate intrinsic reason to expect that if it continues to live, it will become old. because the processes of life which evolution creates, they are so complex and so costly that it's much easier to keep the system alive forever. But evolution hasn't done so. So biology of aging starts from this question that if we live longer than what nature wants us to live, nature, I'm using the term nature in a biological scientific sense,
right,
meaning
right.
evolutionary processes, then aging is allowed to happen. And then why and how, in which kind of mechanisms can we play around with some of the genetic and non-genetic mechanisms to improve the quality of life or to extend the health span or to maintain health. So that is what biogerontology is all about. Because we deal with the human bodies exactly as any other living form, like a Drosophila or like a rat, because all these animals age and we can learn from each other. That's why in our experiments we can use any type of life form. But of course, ultimately we want to work on the human health span and human quality of life and old age.
I think when we talk about aging, I think what most people think about aging is that it's a period of life that you become weakened, you have no energy, you are on the downside of life, you don't have the you're not actively engaged in life any longer, and you just kind of are withering away. Is there any evidence in animal models, in human models, that we can age but still remain vital, strong, relatively disease-free, and be completely engaged in life right till the last days of it?
Well, there are two aspects to this very, very important issue that you have touched on. Like in biology, if we deal with the biological system, like our name in biological terms is Homo sapiens. Yeah? That's what we are called biologically. Just like a fruit fly is called Drosophila melanogaster, for example.
Right.
Now, as a biological system, I have the same processes of evolution which have worked on me to give me a certain period of time which evolution needs. Now, after that, we have to accept this depressing message that, yes, everything is downhill. Biologically, so far, we have no evidence that anything improves with age, when we say aging period. And the aging period, by the way, I would like to explain that very important concept, because we use the term lifespan very casually. We all know about two types of lifespan. One is called maximum lifespan, you know, that who has lived longest so far. For example, in human beings, there is a 122-year record. And then there is average lifespan, based on which we make all these social policies, decision-making. But there is a third lifespan, which is still not known to the public, but it's normally talked among biogerontologists, which we call essential lifespan. That what is the lifespan which nature needs for its purposes of life?
Well, okay, but that could be easily identified by the age where a species can produce offspring, and if that offspring needs assistance in order to be stable in its life, that period of nurturing, and then the species can evacuate the planet, technically, according to nature.
Right. Yeah, and that is calculated that for Homo sapiens species, that essential lifespan, or some people even call it a warranty period, is not more than 40 to 45 years.
Right.
So from evolution's point of view, Homo sapiens as a species only requires 40 to 45 years. But now, the beauty of Homo sapiens is we also become human beings. And that is very, very important to understand. Our journey from being a biological system, Homo sapien, becoming a sociological entity, which is human beings. And that's where all these positive terms which you are also using, and I also like to use that, the celebration of old age, whatever improves, whether wisdom or experience or ethical values or whatever, but that has nothing, very little to do with biology. So biologically, we have to accept this bad news that there is nothing which actually improves in a demonstrable way.
Okay. We're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about homeodynamics and hormesis, which is also something that we've discussed on the show before. We're talking right now with Suresh Ratan. We're talking about aging. And what does it really mean to age? What should it mean to age? And what can we learn that maybe can help us enjoy the aging process instead of dreading it? Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. It's interesting what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there? We need to bomb Merck, because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
On Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about that?
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to the BlueprintBulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com for a free brochure.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Suresh Ratan. We're talking about gerontology and the art of aging well. And I think that's really what it needs to be looked at. There's things that you can do to allow your outcome to be better than others. And we're going to talk about some of those things. So first of all, talk about homeodynamic pathways of maintenance. Our body is a magical thing, and it seems to be able to repair itself when we're young, but then we kind of run out of the ability to keep doing this, right?
Yes. Well, we run out because evolution hasn't given us the tools to keep it working longer. in principle, it could do it forever, actually, because those complex processes which are created. So we call it the property of homeodynamics in biological system. Everybody knows about an old word, homeostasis, you know, which has been used for almost 100 years, which meant same state. And that is the word which is ingrained in biologists until now. It's very difficult for them to get rid of that word, even though we realize that there is no static state in biological systems. We are a very dynamic system. Mm-hmm. Every living system is a dynamic system. It maintains the same dynamics, but not the same state. There is no such thing as an absolute normal situation forever in a living system. So 20 years ago, some people in England had introduced the term homeodynamics to refer to this very interactive nature of living bodies, which includes actually biology, sociology, psychology, global interactions, everything, dynamic situations. So in order to understand how we live, I then gave this term that we are born with a kind of a homeodynamic space, our ability to survive, which is basically stress responses, remodeling ability, and damage control. A child is born with a given homeodynamic space, but is still very much vulnerable to things going wrong. So during growth, development, it grows up this homeodynamic space and reaches the peak youth level. There is always a danger zone around homeodynamic zone, and things can go wrong at any age. Now, if your homeodynamics and you have a is working okay, and you have a reasonable homeodynamic space, which can also be called a buffering capacity, for example, then you survive, which means that you can tolerate disturbances from inside and outside. You can fight infections. You can repair all the tissue damage happening. You can control the damage happening from oxygen, from food, from everything. And then you remodel. That is what makes homeodynamic space and homeodynamics. Because without that, there is no life. And there is a great this paradox of life, that the life is based in oxygen in modern times. Oxygen, without oxygen, we cannot live. But oxygen is the biggest troublemaker in the body.
Right.
Every time I breathe, it produces millions and millions of free radicals and everything bad. Then food, our pathways, when we eat, how much damage glucose and its metabolites are doing. Basic biochemistry is full of mistakes and errors. But without these three things, there is no life.
Right.
So how do you balance this paradox? So so this is balanced by a complex network of maintenance and repair systems. Right from DNA repair, antioxidants, thermoregulation, protein turnover, you name anything, there is a huge range of complex processes interacting with each other. And they create this homeodynamic space. Now, the way I define aging, or one way to visualize aging is the progressive shrinkage of the homeodynamic space.
Uh-huh.
That our ability to tolerate change, to manage stress, to respond to the challenges of inside and outside body are becoming lesser and lesser. And our zone of vulnerability, where things can go wrong, become higher or larger. Now, that is why even in very old people, a day-to-day life is not a big issue unless there is a sudden change. A 1 degree fall in temperature in winter time kills hundreds and thousands of elderly people.
Right.
And that temperature doesn't do a thing to a young person. Because on a day-to-day basis, the person is surviving well. But any small change, which can, in the case of human beings, even a mental challenge or stress or some bad events in life, social aspects, then you just flip over. Your threshold is reduced. Your buffering capacity is reduced. So aging is this shrinkage of the homeodynamic space. And ideally, we would like to say, regulate the rate of this shrinkage.
Let me inject something here for a second, and we're going to talk about hormesis a little bit later. But so, the American government has done research on the most threatening, disruptive civil technologies that have the ability to threaten our geopolitical, economic, military, five different areas of strength that we have as of 2025. Yeah. The number one threatening technology they see is biogeron technology, the science of living longer. So I want to ask you some questions for a second. I am a huge proponent of hormone replacement therapy because I'm a strong believer that libido, the body feels that it's still young enough to have offspring, is a signal to the body that it's not on the downside of the hill, it's still on the upside of the hill. So I replace sex steroids in myself, testosterone, DHEA, pregnenolone, and so on and so forth. Yes. Okay, and then I also use peptides like thymosin beta 4, which has been shown to repair tissue dramatically, even after ischemic events. I use growth factors because growth factors have been shown to influence biogenesis of new stem cells. I use these things because I am trying to disrupt that shrinking of homeodynamics. Are we crazy to do this, Suresh?
Yes and no. Well, the thing is, the logic behind using all these things, whether hormones or other interventions, is based on these observations that things decrease with age. You know, testosterone does go down with age, insulin goes down with age, growth hormone goes down with age. And then the simplistic notion has been that if we put back these things, we will regain whatever is lost and we will live happily thereafter. Unfortunately, that's a very wrong interpretation of aging data. Because aging or age-related changes are not always bad. Because the body does not try to kill itself. It is trying desperately to survive. And a lot of the changes happening during this period of aging are actually adaptive. For example, decrease in hormones with aging, natural aging, without any serious disease emerging, is actually adaptive response. And there are data showing that animals with low levels of testosterone actually live longer.
Yes, yes, but that's because, I'd like to challenge that because I've seen those studies. When you look at those studies, it's always because the male of the species tends to become reckless because testosterone is driving them to procreate, and they generally die of infection or they die of an accidental death that's related to their chasing, let's say, females. It's not, they don't die because organ systems fail under the presence of testosterone. It's because they continue in what is considered a risky behavior that we participate in our youth, and then it goes away for a longer period of time, so the odds are against them to get hurt.
Well, that is one way of interpreting it. I have also read those kinds of arguments. But the biology is saying that production of many of these hormones is biologically so costly that at the same time, so the body is trying to find certain optimal survival range within the homeodynamics. Mm-hmm. Like, why does insulin go down? Lowering of the insulin also extends lifespan. Lowering of the growth hormone extends lifespan. So the testosterone example, you are talking about the recklessness or the running around of the finding the mate. But almost all hormones going down with age have some kind of adaptive, actually, effect. We do not fully understand how each one going up and down, especially down, is beneficial.
Okay.
And to what extent and what is the threshold where things go wrong.
Now,
in the case of serious deficiency,
No. We have to take a break. Hold that thought, because when we come back, we're going to talk about hormesis, and then we're going to revisit this exact discussion. This is a brilliant discussion. We're talking with Suresh Ratan. We're talking about gerontology and aging in general, and what can we do? What can we learn? Should we just do like Dr. Andrew Weil says and learn to age gracefully, or is it possible to manipulate the aging process so that we're all going to get older and we're all going to die? That's not my qualm. My qualm is, do we have to be sick and feeble and frail? And I don't believe so. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's exposing the man behind the curtain in the organic discussion.
Whole Foods is getting prepared for this onslaught of new customers by finding ways to fool them into buying things that aren't organic, thinking that they are, which is the way they led into the industry.
back in the day when people remember Whole Foods, there were people that are going in there and going, oh, well, this is all organic. I bought it at Whole Foods. And, oh, no. They do sell conventional stuff there. They do? Yeah.
Exposing the myths in our grocery stores.
And then Whole Foods started labeling it more clearly what was organic and what was conventional. But there was a whole period of time where people were buying what they thought was organic when it wasn't. And they were charging more. Whole Foods prices was a conventionally grown produce, similar price to what other stores were selling organic, and that made it even more confusing for the consumer. They thought, well, how could it be? I just paid $3.45 for a pound of apples. That's what that store sells organic. You're telling me I bought conventional apples? Yep, you did.
Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat? Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable, but finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. And this discussion is going to continue on during the second hour when we talk to Dr. Andriy Cherkis, as we investigate the medical hypothesis that intermittent exhaustion of glycogen is actually something that can improve overall health in humans, perhaps one of our evolutionary gifts, metabolic flexibility, will be discussed. Right now we're talking with Suresh Ratan. We're talking about gerontology. I want to talk about hormesis. This is a very, very interesting discussion. So for my audience that is unaware of what the hormetic effect is, what, explain it, please.
Yeah. Well, the word hormesis refers to a phenomenon where the low levels of potentially toxic things are actually useful. Yeah. With the things which kill at a higher dose or are toxic at a higher dose, at the lower level, they have an opposite effect. Like a normal saying, we say, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Yeah, or the dose determines the poison. So that observation was absolutely true. But then in 1930s, actually, people observed that everything, almost everything so-called toxic has a biphasic dose response. There is no such thing as a linear curve that more the dose and more the negative effect. And this is the phenomenon of hormesis, that everything which can be a killer at some level is or potentially is beneficial at lower level. Now, the paradigm for hormesis is exercise. We all know exercise is fantastic. Nobody challenges that fact. But why it is good? And until 10 years ago, people could not really explain why exercise was good. Because whenever you measure anything happening during exercise, it's bad. When you exercise, you produce millions of more free radicals.
Right.
You produce acid. You kill yourself. Everything bad happens during exercise. And everybody knows that after exercise, everything good can happen if the exercise is moderate. And so that is the paradigm of hormesis. So you have to have a little bit of challenge in the body so that the body can increase its own defense mechanisms, its own repair mechanisms. Like as soon as I go out in the sun and sunlight hits my skin and it breaks the DNA or causes a little change in the DNA, what is the body's first response? The first response is to increase defense mechanisms, DNA repair mechanisms.
Right.
But if the damage is too much, of course, it will cause the problem. It might even cause mutations and cancer eventually. But at a lower level, that is what is keeping you alive. The whole principle of life is this constant challenge. Every time I breathe, that is why my cells actually live, because that breathing itself creates a kind of electron transport disturbance, and that's when you live. So hormesis is the fundamental principle of life. And in the field of aging, about 15 years ago, we started thinking that can we use this approach by giving stress deliberately, mild and repeated stress to different types of animals, cells, even eventually to human beings. And in the last 15 years, so much data have emerged showing actually that hormesis is the most powerful, practical approach available right now. Nobody doubts effects of exercise.
Right.
But we don't know is okay which kind of exercise for which person.
Well, as you
pointed
out, that the hormetic effect occurs at very, very low doses. And if you get higher and higher, then you start to do irreparable damage. So it's finding the lowest effective dose. That's the magic.
Yeah, that is the thing. And the most important thing in hormetic is the recovery period. All the good effects of hormesis happen when you are not exposing the system to bad stress. All the good effects of exercise happen when you have done it. It's during the resting period, during the recovery period. And that is the very, very central part of how to apply hormesis, how to use different types of stresses. And I use also the term the stress of choice, because we all talk about stress as being bad. Of course it's bad. A chronic stress and not under your own control or of your own choice is bad. But after a whole day of stressful work, what do I do in the evening?
Sleep.
I save money to go to the gym and get more stress. Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
So this is the difference. Stress of choice is going to be always beneficial and hormetic.
So is there evidence on a cellular level of some hormetic response of some of the things that you may be experimenting with? I noticed in one of your research papers you talk about sirtuin response. And we all know that sirtuin is something that a lot in the anti-aging community are hailing as something that can help us live longer and healthier.
Well, there is lots and lots of data now available from cell culture to animal systems and some human studies. There are main seven stress pathways in our cells. Yeah, the one on which I worked most in the last 15 years, we call it a heat shock response. Mm-hmm. That's how we started doing the experiments. We started giving a little bit of heat, like 41 degrees Celsius temperature, instead of 37, where we normally grow our cells in the laboratory. So 41 degree kind of a mild fever for 1 hour, two times a week, and we slowed down aging of the human cells, and we prolonged the lifespan. Same thing was done with Drosophila, with fruit flies, and they lived longer.
Well, okay, I have a question. I'm very interested in heat shock proteins specifically. There's been a lot of research that's shown that a heat shock to a muscle can cause anabolism and a protein synthetic response. Is heat shock peripherally mediated in the cell, or is it centrally mediated in the complete body?
Well, in the complete body, exercise also induces heat shock response. So it will start from the local muscle which you are exercising, or if you are giving heat, but then it will suppress, the signal suppress, and both the proteins in the circulatory system will be doing their chaperoning job or clearing up job, and from within the cell. But the heat shock response is just one of the seven. The second biggest response is what we call the NRF2 or antioxidant response. Because whenever you have any oxidative stress, the first response is that NRF2 becomes translocated in the nucleus and it activates hundreds of antioxidant genes. And this has created a lot of misunderstanding in the public. We call hundreds of things as antioxidants. And most of them are actually pro-oxidants. Even vitamin C is actually a pro-oxidant. A lot of the things in the food, or even resveratrol, that is a damage-inducing, low-level damage-inducing, but then the body takes over. So the end result can be antioxidative, but the compound is not antioxidative. Our own research is done on, for example, this compound curcumin. You know, the one in the yellow curry powder.
I take it. I take it every day. I take it every day. I know it.
Right. Curcumin is good for you only because it's bad for the cell.
Really?
And that is the philosophy of hormesis. We call these, then I coined the term hormetins. Any condition which causes hormesis, we call hormetin. Like physical hormetin. Exercise is a physical hormetin.
Well, what about mental hormetins? Is that another component?
Yeah, I will just come to that. Let me just add on to this nutritional hormetins, because a lot of things in our food we are eating are not actually straightforward chemically good things. They are hormetins. They have no nutritional value. What is the nutritional value of garlic, ginger, curcumin, or any other kind of spices? Their nutritional value in terms of protein, carbohydrate, fat, that's the standard nutritional component, is zero. But they all have hormetic value because they create this kind of a local stress. And that is very, very powerful intervention. And the food industry and cosmetic industry is actually catching up on that much faster than the mainstream scientific researchers. And mental hormetin, you ask, that is very, very important issue. There have been not too many papers published in peer-reviewed journals yet, but the first one to come was from Hungary a couple of years ago from one of our collaborators, where when they put people in meditation, which they call the focused attention, and then they start collecting their saliva and measure what is coming up in saliva. Within 10 minutes of focused attention, what do you see there? Heat shock proteins. The markers of stress. The same heat shock proteins which come when you're doing physical exercise, and there you are actually meditating. So meditation can be relaxing or whatever good effects by hormetic pathway.
I'll be darned.
And then there is another study from India. People with long-term meditational lifestyle, I don't know whether anybody has measured on this Buddhist monks, etc., which they study for some other purposes, but these people practicing art of living kind of meditation in India, they have higher basal levels of several stress markers than rest of the population.
And that sounds that's counterintuitive. That's so counterintuitive.
Yes, yes. Well, most science is. Most science is always counterintuitive.
Right.
So that is the sign that the body is taking up the challenge. It's trying to respond by its homeodynamics. It's managing, it's adapting, it's remodeling. And this all the time running away from stress or the challenges of life, that's actually more harmful than facing the challenges or choosing your challenges. So that is what the whole philosophy of hormesis is. And for the last now more than 10 years, my lab and everybody in my group, we are totally committed to testing this approach. And as a result, there are more and more articles appearing in the scientific literature. There are books coming up. Actually, one of our most latest book will be coming next month from CRC Press, together with a French co-editor, Eric Laborde. We have compiled 15 chapters talking about various types of physical, nutritional, and mental stresses. A psychoanalyst, Martha Stark from Harvard University, she has written an excellent chapter in that book about how mental stress can be useful for you if you can choose your stress. So the central point there is choose your stress.
Choose your stress, right.
We need to answer. Right. And stress of choice is always going to be nice. Like, and this is always, it gives you pleasure. Like, of course, giving this live interview to your radio, it is a stressful situation for me. But I know it's also going to make me happy.
Right.
Yeah? Because when we have a nice conversation and we, I can feel that I have been able to convey my message to your audience. So it gives me some kind of fulfillment. I chose this press. I agreed to talk with you for 1 hour live. Yeah, which is not an unstressful condition.
Right.
But it's a hormetic and good for me.
Okay. All right. We have to take our last commercial break. I want to plug your website and then we'll plug your upcoming book in the next segment. And now when we come back, I want to readdress the hormone question under the guise of hormesis. Now here we go. We're talking with Suresh Ratan. His website is SuresHRatan.com. You can go there and read amazing information about gerontology. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Carl Lenore.
The FDA has exceeded all of its previous levels of being sinister and corrupt by trying to poison this country by forcing us to eat genetically modified foods without knowing they're GMO foods, while trying to obstruct our access to natural foods that are grown right in our hometown.
Empowering the people and telling it like it is.
They're corrupt, they're sinister, they're disgusting. And we're never going to have a politician with any real chutzpah to stop the FDA. That's the sad part. So we have to stop them ourselves. By the pressure has to push back. Keep supporting your family farm.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com. Today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Do you avoid protein powder because it upsets your stomach? Want a protein powder with zero fat and lactose free? Look no further. Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Whey Isolate delivers 25 grams of pure whey without any of the fat or lactose. And for a limited time, you can get a 5-pound jug of Pure Whey Isolate for $50 and free shipping. It's the lowest price you'll find anywhere, guaranteed. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad and use coupon code SHR today. Limit one per household.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called piezole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Piezole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Suresh Ratan, R-A-T-T-A-N, S-U-R-E-S-H-R-A-T-T-A-N.com. Check out the website. Okay, so Suresh, in an earlier segment, we talked about hormones, sex, steroids, growth hormone, and so on and so forth. And you indicated that the body is trying to find, to protect itself, that these production of these hormones may actually be, and I'm paraphrasing, utilizing resources that are stressing the body, or maybe even hurting the body. Why can't we say that? Well, hormone replacement therapy may be just another form of hormesis.
Yes, it can be, but we need to check it through the hormetic theory. That anything to be hormetic must pass through the seven stress pathways, one or more of the pathways. So if supply of hormones from outside induces these challenge responses in the body, that body tries to, in a way, balance it out, either through chaperone pathways or through sirtuins or through other pathways, then we will call them hormetic. Because we don't know whether the hormones given from outside work directly as hormones normally do in the body when they are synthesized inside, or the externally supplied hormones are actually hormetins. That can be tested very easily.
Yeah.
We have actually tested the stress hormones. Corticosteroids we have tested, which are the stress hormones, we call them. Now, so if we give low levels of corticosteroids, actually they work through stress pathways and they have many beneficial effects.
See?
I have no idea if anybody has ever measured testosterone and then followed it up on the cells or organisms, whether it induces any of the stress pathways.
The problem with the cholesterol-based hormones like testosterone is that they have downstream metabolites that may, so if you look at testosterone, you can't look at testosterone by itself. You'd have to look at testosterone, dihydrotestosterone, estrogen, 19-nortestosterone. Mm-hmm. You'd have to look at all the downstream hormones, because one hormone may be satisfying two of the seven pathways and its downstream metabolite may be set. So for instance, okay, we know that estradiol has a powerful anti-inflammatory effect. Okay. We also know that testosterone has a synthetic protein response. So in other words, my point is, you may not be able to look at the isolated hormone in that case. You may have to look at all of its downstream metabolites, because each of them may be doing a different component of the task. But here's the other thing I wanted to mention. We know, because of acromegaly, that high levels of growth hormone shorten lifespans, but we don't know that about low levels of growth hormone. So many of us are taking 1 to 2 IUs a day, and that seems to have a benefit in repair of tissue. But more importantly, both antioxidant response and inflammatory response are mediated and affected by IGF-1. One of the reasons that IGF-1 is so successful at getting tumors to grow is not because it helps tissue growth, but it also is a very powerful antioxidant.
Well, you're touching on some very, very important issues here, Carl. I'm impressed by your up-to-date knowledge on these things, because I don't know whether you are actually a professional scientist also or not.
No, I'm not.
But anyway, but you said... Yeah, I won't challenge any of the things you said, because I must admit I'm not that up to date on the hormonal pathways. But what we know is that, yes, the points you raise, the downstream metabolites, this is a very latest area of research, the metabolomics. And we want to know how these things do affect different pathways. Like the term antioxidant. actually the starting point can be pro-oxidant. Curcumin
right.
will induce NRF2, and there will be hundreds of antioxidant downstream genes activated, and the end result will become antioxidative. And people say that compound is antioxidant. No. So something similar must be happening. And this is not difficult to actually answer if people do proper research. This kind of research needs to be supported. That, look, let's go into these hormetic pathways, stress pathways. The only trouble with these areas of research is the effects of hormesis are almost always very small at one time. Yeah, you know, like when you do exercise one day, and if you measure what has improved, maybe nothing.
Right.
But over a period of few weeks, you will see that it's not only your leg muscle which has improved, but your memory has improved, and
right.
your mood has improved, and your libido has improved. So hormetic research has this great resistance from the established scientific method so far, which believes in two-fold, three-fold kind of changes. And nothing in biology actually happens that much. In biology, things happen very small, but cumulative, amplified
right.
over a long term. So, but those methodologies are coming up. And if there are funding agencies, governmental and private, who believe in or who would like to support this area of research, these questions can be answered very easily. All these points which you raised, I fully agree that those need to be understood.
Examined.
Yes, there will be. And then question comes of the interactions. Yeah, how different things are interacting with each other, and what is the price being paid? In acute situations, of course, some of these drastic interventions, testosterone, other things might be very useful. But what price rest of the body is paying for that?
Right.
Because the body is trying to find a optimal survival strategy, especially when biogerontologists have found out, or now they agree that there are no genes which are trying to kill you. There are no gerontogenes. There is nothing in the body which is measuring time for you to die at a particular time. Body is trying to live until the last time it can pump the blood. The problem is evolution has not given it the processes to carry on for longer. So things sooner or later go wrong. And that is a very, very liberating concept, Carl, to understand.
Right.
That there is no enemy inside the body.
I love it.
Our bodies are our friends.
We're coming to the end of the interview. I want you to plug your book. You have a book coming out soon, right?
Yes. The book is because already I have 2-3 books on that issue, but this is the latest one. It's called Hormesis in Health and Disease. And we are talking mostly about the human health and disease. And there are chapters from food restriction, on exercise, on food components, on mental stress, all these kinds of, there are 15 chapters from all around. And this is CRC Press, which is published from Florida.
We'll get a copy of this book.
Yeah, this.
And we'll have you back on the show to talk about some of the topics. Okay?
That will be very nice.
Okay.
But I want to give one message is that aging has to be enjoyed. We cannot talk about anti-aging. We cannot create aging as a burden or all these war rhetoric. There is no war against aging. We have to accept it and make it better. And we can make it better. And this is what the central impetus for people like me is, to do research on healthy aging, how to promote old age.
Systems I love it.
If we want to live 5,000 years, then you have to redesign the whole body. And that is not the scientific question that some other people might sell that idea, but I don't stand by it.
Okay. All right, Suresh, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. We will have you back. I'll get a copy of the book, and we'll plan another interview, okay?
Perfect. That will be very nice. Nice talking to you, Carl.
Pleasure.
You are very knowledgeable, and you are very, very pleasant person to talk with. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
We'll
talk to you again soon. Okay, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Dr. God, I don't have the name in front of me now. Isn't that terrible? I want to say it's Dr. Cherkis. I'm sorry. We're going to talk about depleting glycogen as a method of improving health. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's exposing the man behind the curtain in the organic discussion.
Whole Foods is getting prepared for this onslaught of new customers by finding ways to fool them into buying things that aren't organic, thinking that they are, which is the way they led into the industry back in the day when people remember Whole Foods. There were people that are going in there and going, oh, well, this is all organic. I bought it at Whole Foods. And, oh, no, no, no. They do sell conventional stuff there. They do? Yeah.
Exposing the myths in our grocery stores.
And then Whole Foods started labeling it more clearly what was organic and what was conventional. But there was a whole period of time where people were buying what they thought was organic when it wasn't. And they were charging more. Whole Foods prices was of conventionally grown produce, similar price to what other stores were selling organic, and that made it even more confusing for the consumer. They thought, well, how could it be? I just paid $3.45 for a pound of apples. That's what that store sells organic. You're telling me I bought conventional apples? Yep, you did.
Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use AuraMD. AuraMD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of AuraMD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the AuraMD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but AuraMD, and neither should you.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoForce is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Welcome back. As we further this discussion, could intermittent exhaustion of glycogen be a mechanism to promote universal health? That's the discussion we're going to have now with Dr. Andriy Cherkis who is affiliated with the Lviv State College of Physical Culture. I love that, a college of physical culture in Lviv, Ukraine. Welcome to the show, Dr. Cherkis.
Thank you. Thank you for introducing me. Greetings to everyone interested in the topic covered by Superhuman Radio. I never heard about Superhuman Radio, but now I think I will listen it frequently.
Yes, it's we have
Thank
great discussions, great discussions. But anyway, so
yes,
let's we've talked, and this is kind of a this discussion kind of fits into the continuum. We've spoken about intermittent fasting. We've talked
yes.
about achieving a state of ketosis where the body starts running on ketones. But even
yes.
in those two discussions, we've not identified the value of glycogen depletion. So let's address this. First of all, what made you look at glycogen depletion?
Glycogen is very important because it provides organism with glucose in periods of fasting and in periods of like during sleep, for example, in the during night. And glucose is essential for nervous system function. It's very important. However, nowadays, people usually consume a lot of carbohydrates, especially sugars, and that's why this pool of glycogen in the organism, it is usually saturated or near saturated. So it, in long term, it leads to big problems, like everyone knows that diabetes is very much
right.
Growing, type 2 diabetes, first of all, metabolic syndrome, at least to obesity, and many other reasons. And the idea of this paper was that if we will keep somehow this pool of glycogen like empty, or I can say
depleted,
at least depleted, we will be able to absorb as much carbohydrates as we will need for normal functioning of organism during normal meal. Like if you will eat something, you will not have any harmful consequences of this.
Describe this study. How was the study performed? How was it designed?
Actually, it's a theoretical paper. It's not.
Okay.
There was no experiment, but it was mainly based on the experience working with athletes, working with patients. I had a part-time job in the Department of Endocrinology, and I was working with diabetic patients.
Sure.
Like many people are coming for consultation, they want to lose some extra weight, they want to do to increase fitness and to prevent many diseases, and it was just
okay.
like some conclusion.
And, yes, yeah, and obviously there's enough information out there to almost do kind of a meta-analysis and then extrapolate and come up with these hypotheses. So I understand completely.
Yes,
So let's talk about this for a second. The two major storage areas in the human body for glycogen is the liver and the muscle tissue, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. So how much glycogen can an average human man store in grams, for instance?
In grams, usually it's 200 to 500 grams, but in some cases it can be up to 1 kilogram, but usually 1 kilogram could be in, like, highly trained athletes or bodybuilders, especially if they take some extra drugs to enhance this.
Like insulin, like they'll use
like
insulin.
Insulin. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes. Insulin is the main hormone regulating synthesis of glycogen.
And then obviously insulin sensitivity on a cellular level actually has as much of an effect as for glycogen storage as does insulin in general, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So how would one go about depleting storage of glycogen, and to what degree should we have to deplete it in order to see some sort of therapeutic effect?
Any kind of physical activity, especially, I think maybe aerobic, anaerobic physical activity will deplete glycogen, because organism have to keep, have to maintain concentration of glucose in some adequate level in blood. So after we will start exercising, glucose will be consumed, and gradually this glycogen will be depleted. The other possible mechanism is, you mentioned already, intermittent fasting or calorie restriction. Intermittent fasting, it means that for some period of time, people will, let's say, reduce amount of food significantly, or will stop consuming any food, and then, of course, organism have to keep glucose in normal range, so it will deplete glycogen to glucose, and glucose will be used for nutrition of nervous system.
Is there any evidence that a 24-hour fast will utilize some specific amount of glycogen?
I don't have actually this information.
Okay.
Because I will explain you why this information is not easy to obtain. As for now, we can estimate glycogen content in organism, in muscles, for example, or in liver, only by biopsy. And you cannot take biopsies.
Yeah, I know.
In humans frequently, so it's very difficult, and no one would like this procedure. It's,
right.
It can lead to some complications and so on. So it's not realistic to take biopsies frequently. However, recently there was published one patent, and there is a prototype of device able to estimate amount of glycogen in human tissues by the use of ultrasonic technology.
Uh-huh.
So there is a kind of potential possibility in near future to use this device for estimation of, maybe it will not be very much precise, like we cannot, but in general idea I think is very good, and I think it will be very, very useful, very, very helpful, especially in interested groups of patients of type 2 diabetes and many others.
We're going to take a break. And when we come back, I've got lots of questions. And we're going to not only discuss more about glycogen depletion, but maybe we could also touch on some of the hypothesis of disease states that may benefit from glycogen depletion. We're talking with,
yes,
Dr. Andriy Cherkis, and we're talking about intermittent glycogen depletion as a modality for improving overall health, which fits right in nicely to the discussions we've had on this show for a very, very long time. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's keeping tabs on government health agencies.
It's called the Environmental Protection Agency.
Carl Lenore.
Where is the protection? Where is the protection?
Superhuman Radio.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, Force Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Taking vitamin D without taking the MK7 form of K2 can lead to unwanted tissue calcification. A growing body of evidence shows cardiovascular and bone benefits from taking vitamin D and K2 together. Getting MK7 from the diet is virtually impossible. Doctor-formulated Leaner Living's K2 plus D3 product is free of soybean oil and GMOs, blended into a potent olive oil base that is the dynamic duo of fat-soluble vitamins. Save 10% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Leaner Living banner ad today. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today. The best fat loss patch just got better. Now the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat? Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Are you serious about your colostrum supplementation? Because if you are, Immunodynamics has a special offer just for this audience. You can get 4 jugs of Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum for $200. That's a $40 savings. Use the coupon code SHR and the number 2. That's SHR2. An amazing offer. Right now, we're talking with Dr. Andriy Cherkis. We're talking about intermittent depletion of glycogen for health. Okay, so when we start talking about glycogen depletion, is there any evidence that we have to get complete glycogen depletion, or just even some moderate amount from, let's say, exercise and not eating carbohydrates, eating a more ketogenic diet while exercising for days or a certain number of days?
It's a difficult question, but I think, in my opinion, it is even moderate depletion of glycogen is good. But of course, the more glycogen we will use, the better it is, and the more food we can safely consume, and it will not do any harm to the organism.
So is the whole value of glycogen depletion that you don't have this overflow of blood sugar, so that it's kind of like anybody who remembers early nickel-cadmium battery technology, you know that if you continually charged your battery while it had a charge, it limited how much you could charge it. So you had to regularly, quote-unquote, cycle your battery, completely deplete it, and then completely recharge it in order to keep the cell capacity at the same. Is that what we're talking about here? Are we talking about depleting glycogen as a mode of not having spillover into the bloodstream?
Yes, it's a good idea, but Actually, if glycogen storage is empty or like near empty, then the organism starts to use for metabolism some proteins, for example. But the first proteins which are undergoing to the degradation, there are modified proteins, modified by reactive oxygen species, for example, or by high glucose level before. So there are, like, let's say, bad or somehow damaged proteins are used for energy. So this is known as autophagy.
Autophagy, yeah, which is the body's way of getting rid of metabolic debris, and we know that intermittent fasting intrinsically upregulates autophagy.
This is one of parts of this mechanism, and but of course, if there is like young person, healthy lifestyle, healthy nutrition. So it's not a big problem if this glycogen will be not depleted to like 90%, but like 50%, 70%.
So the younger you are, you don't have to be as strict about how much glycogen depletion occurs.
Probably yes, but I can compare. There is this other comparison, not to a battery, but to like car tank. You know, for example, it's an organism doesn't have any natural mechanism how to remove excessive energy from organism. Yes, only in case of high glucose level in blood, some amount of blood of glucose can be removed with urine. I don't know other mechanisms of removal. If you drink too much water, for example, you will go to the toilet and this water will, in a few hours will be removed from the organism. But in case of energy, of glucose, for example, it's very difficult. So we have to keep somehow this tank empty, maybe not 100% empty, but at least half empty, in order, if we will consume more food, then it will be safe for us.
Okay.
It will not spill over.
And I understand the spillover concept, but now let me ask you another question. Is there both an intrinsic and extrinsic value to glycogen depletion? And what I really am going after is this. If we don't turn over the glycogen that's stored in our liver, does that glycogen become stagnated and problematic, where the liver does not want to give it up, or it somehow changes and becomes bad glycogen? Or is there a shelf life on the glycogen that we store that if we don't turn it over regularly, there's other problems?
Capacity of organism to store glycogen is limited. It can store, like as we mentioned before, like up to 500 grams, maybe in some persons a little bit more. Therefore, if there is already a saturated this pool of glycogen, then organism starts to convert carbohydrates to fat. And it's a signal for fat synthesis. And as long as we eat more carbohydrates, like most of these carbohydrates will be just used for synthesis of fat. So it's maybe one of the most important mechanisms how people become fat nowadays.
So what you're saying here is that there's a feedback loop. So when the body has all the glycogen it needs, when you consume things that turn into sugar, it makes it into fat. It goes, well, we've got no room here. Put it in the fat cells.
Yes.
So just depleting glycogen to some degree will cause that feedback loop to change, where it says, no, we have room for it. Turn it into glycogen.
Yes, and this is important mechanism also. For example, fat or protein could be converted to carbohydrates, to glucose. So if there is depleted glycogen in the organism, if there is, let's say, lack of this glycogen, so there will be signals and...
gluconeogenesis kicks in.
Gluconeogenesis will be activated. So,
But wait a minute now. Hold on. So gluconeogenesis, yeah. And obviously gluconeogenesis is a process that your body must become more articulate to. So you have to find periods of time where your body needs to produce it, because it's something that if you don't use, like in the diobese model, they have a hard time switching into gluconeogenesis. That's why when they don't eat sugar regularly, they start to suffer from hypoglycemia. But with that being said, gluconeogenesis is driven predominantly by amino acid conversion. Ketones are driven predominantly by fat conversion. So we know, and you heard the commercial probably during the break, we actually have an advertiser that promotes a ketone salt for those who are involved in athletic performance and want to extend glycogen storage. So being in ketosis is not a good thing in this scenario, because the body shifts to a different substrate of preference, and it's and it protects glycogen.
Yes, but we are not talking about long-term exhaustion of glycogen. We are talking about some intermittent. It means that like occasionally we have to empty this storage, and we have to keep it like not saturated, let's say, and then it will be the best for the health, I think.
So the magic is in short periods of time, reduce carbohydrate intake, increase exercise, but don't do it for so long where the body shifts into ketosis.
Yes, because if we will continue this too long, it can have some bad effects, actually.
Like what?
It can lead to, as you told, it can lead to some hypoglycemia, for example. People may feel hungry, and also fat depletion could lead to excessive amount of ketone bodies, and it can lead to acidosis and other.
But that would be in the general population that is not metabolically flexible. Obviously, what we're discussing here is part of the gift of our ancestors. Metabolic flexibility was a gift of our ancestors, the ability to go for long periods of time without finding food and have our body be able to be a hybrid and shift from one substrate to the other so that we could stay alive long enough to find food is the reason that most of us are here today, because our ancestors were able to do that. Those who went into hypoglycemia fell down and were eaten by animals. So they're not here anymore. Their offspring are gone. So with that being said, this concept that doing this for too long is not a good thing is based on the current status of metabolic flexibility of the population today.
I can agree with this, actually. It's true, but I think this, you know, organism, human organism, is adapting to the conditions, and now conditions are like not too much exercise, abundance of food, and that's why the metabolism is as it is. But of course, if someone is doing sports, metabolism becomes different. For example, I'm working with athletes, and they eat actually a lot of carbohydrates. They eat a lot of different foods, and but all of these foods are metabolized. Especially young athletes, they need some fat. They need some protein to grow. They need other, you know, vitamins and a lot of other things. And it's normal. It's normal. And this mechanism, like, works well in young and active organism. So I don't see any problem here. But
right.
The problem is when when there is lack of exercise, when there is too much food, when there is too much energy, organism have to keep this energy, to store this energy somehow, and then it's bad.
Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to address some of the disease states that intermittent depletion of glycogen can benefit. We're talking with Dr. Andrei Cherkis. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's asking the right questions at the right time.
I don't care what side of this you're standing on, that GMO is good for us, GMO is bad for us. The truth of the matter is nobody knows the answer. Is it fair to subject this world to this experiment, which may have undeniable, unknown consequences that will be irreversible?
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin, releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
What happens when you take UltraDrawl and reduce it to near molecular size? You get skin stretching, muscle gains ridiculously fast. You get NanoDrawl, only from Predator Nutrition. NanoDrawl is a stronger muscle builder than even methylstenbolone. NanoDrawl's nanoparticle size gets faster entry to the bloodstream and muscle cells. Batch tested for potency. You can save 10% off by using the coupon code NANRL1. Click the NanoDrawl banner ad on superhumanradio.com today. Get ready to outgrow your wardrobe. Get NanoDrawl. You already know that Quest bars are the only protein bars that Carl endorses. You know they have 20 grams of high-quality whey protein and only 3 grams of non-fiber carbs. We don't have to tell you that they're the only bars that taste like the actual names. What we want to tell you is you can get a free box of Quest bars when you buy 3 from Predator Nutrition. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com and use coupon code QUESTSH. Now you know something new. The best fat loss patch just got better. Now the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Andrei Cherkis. We're talking about, could glycogen depletion improve the quality of health? So let's talk a little bit about some of the diseases, Dr. Cherkis, that you theorize would be affected by intermittent glycogen depletion.
Yes. First of all, this is type 2 diabetes. And there is a lot of evidence confirming that moderate physical activity and even sometimes vigorous physical activity can reduce significantly this insulin resistance and improve insulin sensitivity of tissues and improve health of these people. It prevents complications and a lot of data, actually. The other I think very important disease is fatty liver disease.
Mm-hmm.
fatty liver disease is an accumulation of fat in hepatocytes. And I think one of the most important mechanisms is actually overload of liver with fats and with carbohydrates and synthesis of fatty acids in liver, and some of these fats are accumulated in liver for some period of time.
Well, let's address this, because I actually have a friend right now who's suffering from non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, and she was diagnosed with a bunch of fatty cysts in her liver. And one of the things that we discussed was, you know, I asked her to get a glucometer and start checking her blood sugar level, and her doctor told her that's nonsense, that has nothing to do with it, and he wants to put her on a bunch of medications. And I said, look, if your body, if your liver also, aside from filtering things, it's a synthesis factory as well. And if you don't give it a chance to do certain tasks, things back up into it. So could it be said that if someone doesn't allow a depletion and restorage, a turnover of glycogen, that the fatty acids then start to accumulate in the liver tissue itself?
Well, I will explain you one patient I had recently, and it was a very funny situation. It was a lady about 60 year old, and she was diagnosed with fatty liver disease. And the doctor who sent to me for consultation, she asked me to give this consultation for this lady. And what was interesting that this lady was not interested in any, you know, medications, as you said. And she was wanting to improve her health in some natural way. And I told her, okay, we will start physical exercises, some regimen, because before she was not doing any exercises. And we will improve your nutrition a little bit, like healthy nutrition with more vegetables, with less calories, less sugar, and so on. And she told me, when we can see results? I thought, maybe like 2 months, maybe 3 months. We can do ultrasonic liver examination once again. And after 2 months, she called me and told me, thank you very much. All my fat from liver disappeared. And I was a little bit surprised, because I expected the fact in at least 3 months, maybe
more,
more.
Yeah. Yeah,
but it completely disappeared. And the funniest thing was that the next day, doctor doing ultrasound called me and asked, "What did you do this patient that all this fat disappeared in the liver?" And the most important thing is to if patients follow these recommendations, you know, because usually people are ready to seek for some pill which will solve all their health problems, and in general they are somehow lazy. They are not going to make some effort.
That's my frustration. A lot of people,
yeah.
And this is something I notice, and I understand why doctors have such frustration about patient compliance. Not that, and I don't want to make sure that I'm not saying that people should fear pharmaceutical drugs. Okay, you should know what you're getting into. But that being said, when you have somebody who has a problem like fatty cysts accumulating in the liver, and you say to them, okay, you need to do these things. You need to manage your blood sugar. You need to start exercising. They don't want to do it. They complain that they're afraid of dying or they're afraid of disease, but when faced with having to make lifestyle changes, they always find reasons why not to do it. And that is why the pharmaceutical industry has been so successful, because people have no concept of deferred gratification. There's no, the average person wants a pill now so they can forget about it and move past it. They don't want to hear, I got to do these things for the next 2 months and I'm going to heal myself.
Yes, and concerning your case, your friend, I think blood sugar testing will not be sufficiently informative in this case. Why? Because you can never know. Actually, glucose level sometimes can be low because of insulin secretion. It will be hyperinsulinemia. And,
yes.
We can check insulin sensitivity of by measuring
C-peptide.
Insulin,
yeah.
C-peptide,
right.
And so on. Yes, but it's more or less advanced analysis.
And this is my frustration with the medical orthodoxy that looks at blood sugar. And I've said this, and my audience is going to laugh because I repeat myself, but I repeat myself about things that I want to see changed. The idea of checking blood sugar without looking at insulin simultaneously is like looking at the gas pedal and trying to assess how fast you're going by the distance between the pedal and the floorboard. You have so many variables involved. So somebody has blood sugar in the 75 nanogram level, but meanwhile their pancreas is pumping out 100% of its capacity in insulin. Not a good thing.
Absolutely right.
Not a good thing.
Yes, it's very bad, actually. It's current state of art in medicine, it cannot allow some precise diagnosis. Therefore, I mentioned this device for glycogen measurement. So if, for example, some person will measure glycogen in muscle or in liver, and we will know then how good is, like, how much of glycogen, how much food you can eat without any deleterious effects, and also how good was this intervention. For example, was this exercise sufficient to reduce this amount of glycogen or not? So it's I think it has some future.
We have to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I want to ask you how frequently someone should use this process as a therapeutic aid. So assuming that you don't have a disease state, but you want to use it for prophylactic purposes, you want to improve the quality of your health ongoing, what frequency should someone look to depleting glycogen? We're talking with Dr. Andriy Cherkis. A brilliant discussion. Really, really important. Especially in the world of the obesogenic model that we live in today, you could imagine that the average obese person out there has glycogen in their liver that they stored when they were 9 years old. Shocking. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Throw away those muscle-building rag mags and listen to real health information you can trust.
So right now what's trending is like resistance exercise, CrossFit. So he's like, well, I'm going to write an article that will make all of those people go, what? There are people out there who are trying to convince themselves that heavy resistance training is not good for you. They want to be substantiated by why they don't go into the gym and do any kind of work. In order for you to get rhabdomyolysis, you have to be an extremely well-trained athlete who pushes your body beyond the point of no return. And even then, you may not get rhabdo.
Only on Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
They couldn't get rhabdo if I said, get rhabdo and I'll give you $1 million.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on superhumanradio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of.
buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Tomorrow night at midnight is the deadline to enter to win $500 worth of free product from Muscle Gauge Nutrition. How do you do it? Like the Superhuman Radio Network fan page and join our email list and you're entered. And tomorrow night, Elisa will pick one person and we will announce it on Casual Friday this week. You know, I always want to, whenever I hear that liner where I talk about rhabdomyolysis, I always feel like I need to add a disclaimer to that. And that disclaimer is if you're taking statin drugs, you probably get rhabdomyolysis just from walking around the house. So we're talking about healthy individuals resistance training. If you're taking statin drugs in your resistance training, you got to be careful. So that I just want to make that disclaimer right now. Anyway, Dr. Cherkis, how frequently should someone employ, intermittent fasting and exercise in order to kind of dig into the glycogen stores?
I think minimum is 2 times per week we should use this. Of course, I think the more we do this, it's better. But for a generally healthy person, 2 times per week should be enough. However, sometimes, for example, if we want to have more profound effect, and we can do once per month, for example, some more deep fasting or more vigorous exercise in order to exhaust pool of glycogen and to improve this, as we were talking about protein control, quality control. So it should be more profound. Exhaustion of glycogen in this case.
You know, I've talked about on the show. I'm a huge proponent of fasted weight training in the morning and cardio for that matter. And I train fasted, and I've been experimented with some very very long fasts. I fasted for 36 hours and trained legs one day, and I'm talking about squatting heavy, deadlifting heavy, and so on. And had one of my best workouts completely fasted. Most of the fitness community are afraid to train fasted because they believe that the net results will be a greater breakdown in muscle, but we've learned that that's not true. Dr. Stu McGill, so many good scientists have already shown that there is a very, very efficient recycling of amino acids when you train fasted. So you don't end up with a higher catabolic net result. So, and we know that this is important because Dr. Malin Watfi came on this show last year, the author of Dove Diplomats and Diabetes, if not the greatest seminal work to discuss the evolutionary contributions that make us mismatched for our world today. And we talked about the fact that we have evolved, that the peptides in the brain that overcome fear have to be elevated in order for the body to utilize substrates properly. But we don't do that anymore. Most of us aren't even hungry when we eat. And back in the day, you had to be so hungry that you were willing to brave being eaten by a lion to go out and find food. And this is part of the imprint of our physiology. And so this furthers the discussion, the importance, the reason that this has a positive effect on us, folks. The reason that glycogen depletion has a positive effect on us is because we evolved with these incidences of this occurrence. It's natural for us to be hungry. It's natural for us to go and continue to toil even though we aren't well fed. We know that the fasted state and the fed state, different things happen in the body. When you do this, you're not going against the grain, you're going with the grain. Would you comment on my statement?
Yes, I agree completely with your statement, and I will add that sometimes we feel hungry because glucose level is too low because of high concentration of insulin. And this is, we have enough glycogen, we have enough glucose in general, enough carbohydrates in the organism, but the problem is that too much insulin induce hypoglycemia, temporary hypoglycemia, and it leads to hunger. And then we eat more, and then we have more insulin, and then we have more glucose pumped to the muscles and the liver, and it's a vicious cycle.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's an interesting prescription that I just thought of, okay? So we've talked about using ketone strips that you hold in your stream of urine to find out if you're in ketosis. Here's another way to use your ketone strip. So if you want to employ maximum glycogen depletion, what you should do is use your ketone strips, be fasted, but stop the fasting process once ketone levels start to elevate because now they're going to protect glycogen stores. What would you say to that comment?
I can agree partially. The problem is that, first of all, after there is exhausted glycogen pool in the organism, there will be depletion of proteins. And fats will be depleted later, a little bit later. So, actually, yes, of course, if there are ketone bodies in the organism, it can lead to acidosis, it can have some severe consequences for the organism. But I don't think it's this threshold. If you see ketone bodies, it's already a problem, I think.
Right.
In urine. Of course, ketone bodies are normally circulating in blood.
Right, and, right.
Yeah. Yeah, but
and they have, and for those who really love the ketogenic diet, they actually have, it looks like a glucometer, and it's a ketone tester that tests ketone, and obviously that's more accurate. And if you have one of those and you want to stay in that sweet spot where you're using more glycogen, then as soon as you start to see the presence of ketones, you need to do something to keep yourself out of ketosis. One of the things you could do is maybe 10 or 15 grams of branched chain amino acids. That has the ability to perhaps keep you out of ketosis. What are your thoughts on that?
Actually, there is no difference. If you, if someone will eat some carbohydrates, glucose, it will be the same effect. Because,
okay.
Because like carbohydrates, they increase of glucose in blood, will lead to secretion of insulin, and insulin it's the best treatment of this ketoacidosis.
Okay.
And the ketone bodies will,
What do you hope the medical orthodoxy takes away from your research? I mean, I know my audience loves what you're talking about, but what do you hope the average doctor out there who's treating the obesogenic patient takes away from your research?
I think the most important thing is in this regard is exercise, intermittent fasting, and caloric restriction. They help those people who follow the recommendations, who do this, really do this, because if they don't do this, it will never help. And concerning compliance of patients, it's the major concern of orthodox doctors. Yes, I think the problem is that you have to, as a doctor, convince people to do this, and you will say, if you will do this, it will help. And I believe that it can be much more effective than any medical treatments. I mean, pharmacological treatment. And in most cases, of course, we cannot talk about some complicated cases, some advanced stages of disease. But in most cases, and some mild, moderate cases, we can do a lot by exercise, by intermittent fasting. So,
yeah, I agree with you 100%. And the problem, again, is if it's getting compliance. You can't even get people to take pills, never mind go exercise every day. And so, I say this is the new evolutionary selection pressure. I say where you get your information from is shaping our future populace. And the reality is that there are children today who are obese, they have diabetes, they're going to develop colon cancer, and they're not going to have offspring. And those genes will be wiped out of the gene pool of the future. So this is the new evolutionary selection pressure. It's not famine. It's not the ice age. It's not the threat of being eaten by dinosaurs. It's not the threat of dying because of an infection. It's now where you get your information from and how you apply that information to your own healthy aging model. And we're never going to get everybody in the world to understand this, because there are people out there who do not, will not, and absolutely unabashedly don't want to hear that they have to move more. And so,
In part, I can agree with you, but most of people with like bad healthy lifestyle, bad nutrition, they can have some offspring, because diabetes is usually developing after age of like 30, 40 year old, and some small, relatively small percentage of children are severely affected. They are affected some moderately, then it's growing, but I don't think it's a very, very acute situation in this in terms of evolution and so on. So I think the more important is healthy aging and quality of life and productivity and other things. Because, if a person is healthy, if it is body is fit, person can achieve much more in life. And, for example, it can work more. It can create more, and
you're less of a burden on society. Let's face it, the reason that if you ask the average elderly person would they like to live to 120, they'll tell you no, because old age is miserable. But you know what? If they weren't a burden to themselves, to their children, and on society in general, if their lives in the latter part of their lifespan was similar to their lives in the beginning of their lifespan, they'd say, sure, I'd love to live to 120.
Yeah.
So anyway, Dr. Cherkis, I want to thank you so much for coming on. Brilliant work here. Very, very important discussion. I just hope that the mainstream grabs a hold of it.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Take care. Okay, and we also want to thank Suresh Ratan. Please go to his website, SuresHRatan.com, to learn more about gerontology and what you can do to age better. Great show today. Hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget, we're giving away free tickets all week to the Arnold. And to enter, you have to download the iPhone or Android app and use the message window in there to send me a message, and just send a message that says Arnold Tickets. And we'll be picking names and announcing them on Friday's show. We're giving away 2 weeks every day, so 14 pair of tickets. So don't miss out. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
PowerBlock dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair. And they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new PowerBlock barbells that turn your PowerBlock dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert PowerBlock dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on Superhuman Radio.com for a free brochure.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.